Tuesday is primary election day, and we've got a preview of the races. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Tuesday is the first of three election days this year. It's the state primary. That means some of the races for the state and federal general election will be narrowed down among candidates in each party. And a contentious ballot measure will also be decided. Several incumbents are expected to win the primary for their party, like Mark Begich for the Democrats' ticket for his re-election bid, although he does face some contenders on that ballot. But the race for who will be his Republican contender will be decided Tuesday between four candidates, including Joe Miller, Dan Sullivan, and Meade Treadwell. The governor's race is expected to come down to Democrat Byron Mallott and Republican incumbent Sean Parnell, although they each also face a handful of contenders in the primary. Voters Tuesday will also narrow down the race for U.S. Representative and Lieutenant Governor. The local state representatives and Senate candidates are not facing any challengers in the primary. Incumbent Democrat Senator Dennis Egan is running to retain his seat in the district that now encompasses downtown Juneau, Gustavus, Skagway, and Haines. Egan has served in the Senate for 5 years and is known for his bipartisan efforts as one of two Democratic senators that caucuses with the Senate's Republican majority. And if reelected, that's an effort he plans to continue in order to make sure Southeast is represented, he says.
I mean, I'm a D. I'll always be a D. But it really worried me, again, that the makeup of the new Senate majority was mostly all rail-built Alaskans, and we wouldn't have had a voice.
He wants to continue serving in the Senate to keep tackling issues important to him, namely the decline in capital project funding and oil and gas issues.
Oil and gas is still going to be a major issue. We have a lot to do on the gas line still. Depending on how things go, yes or no, there's still going to be tweaking, whether it's Senate Bill 21 or whether we go back to ACES.
Tom Williams is the candidate on the Republican primary ballot. He filed to run shortly before the filing deadline to challenge Egan in the general election.
I have strong financial credentials, and looking at what the state is facing, I thought now would be a good time to offer my skills.
62-year-old Williams has lived in Alaska for 37 years as a CPA. He previously worked as staff with the Senate Finance Committee and as a director with the State Department of Revenue. That gives him experience in government he says will be valuable in a policymaking position. But he also points to his work as a financial officer with private companies, saying the private sector is the foundation of a healthy economy.
What distinguishes me is that I bring a balance to my perspective. It's not total government. It's not total private sector. I've been fortunate enough to have a good balance of experience.
Even though Egan and Williams are uncontested in the primary race, one thing on the primary ballot will set them apart, ballot measure one. Egan plans to vote yes to repeal the oil tax structure. He says the legislature has more work to do on it. Williams plans to vote no to keep SB 21 as it is to provide stability and give it a chance to work to increase oil production, he says. House District 33 also now includes Gustavus with parts of Juneau, Cluckwan, Haines, and Skagway. That seat is currently held by incumbent Representative and Democrat Sam Keto III, who is running unopposed in the primary, but will face Republican Peter Dukowitz in the general election. KTOO's Casey Kelly caught up with the House candidates to see how their campaigns are going.
This is Sam Keto's first run for elected office. In February, the former lobbyist and civil engineer was appointed to fill out the term of longtime Juneau Representative Beth Kurtula, who resigned to accept a job out of state.
I've spent a fair amount of time volunteering on campaigns, but it is a little bit different being the focus of the campaign, and so that's been a bit of a learning experience.
A single parent, Keto says he wants his teenage daughter to have the same opportunities he had growing up. He supported a larger increase to the base student allocation than the one ultimately approved by lawmakers this year. The BSA is the dollar amount districts across Alaska receive from the state for each student enrolled at the beginning of every school year.
It should be the first priority. We take care of education for the students in Alaska, and then we look at other opportunities that we have with the money that we have available.
According to state campaign finance reports, Keto has raised about $27,000 this election cycle while spending about $17,000. He's also campaigned in Gustavus, Haynes, and Skagway, which are part of House District 33, along with downtown Juneau and Douglas. His opponent in the general election will be Republican Peter Dukowicz, who's also making his first bid for elected office. So far, Dukowicz has not raised or spent any money.
I'm getting off to a slow start, actually. I've been doing some door-to-door, but I've essentially been clearing my schedule, finishing up personal projects, and that has taken time away from my campaign.
Dukowicz works for Alaska Electric Light and Power. He and his wife have three sons. If elected, he says he would advocate for insurance reform, responsible resource development, and education. Dukowicz says he supports the state fully funding education and doing away with the local contribution to school districts from municipalities. North Pole Representative Tammy Wilson sponsored a similar proposal this past legislative session, and the Ketchikan-Gateway Borough is suing the state to drop the requirement.
Nobody is getting fully funded. Everybody is short on money. And so our education system is suffering because of it. And when you have a local contribution requirement, not all communities can raise that money.
In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
And ballot measure 1 will also be on the ballot. That's the referendum asking voters if Senate Bill 21, the oil and gas production tax law, should be repealed. The question appears nearly a page long on the ballot because it gives a synopsis of what the law is intended to do, namely that the law provides a corporate income tax credit for the oil and gas industry, and it makes changes to the production tax that previously was in place. A yes vote is a vote to repeal the law. A no vote is a vote to keep it in place. To give you a final rundown of that issue, we go back to a recap of a debate that recently took place on the referendum in Anchorage. It was standing room only at the event where lawmakers, economists, and oil and gas consultants debated whether to keep the new capped oil tax rate or to switch back to a system where the rate goes up along with the profits. The two-hour debate had State Senator Bill Willikowski and economist Greg Erickson making the case for repealing the law on one side. The pair argued that tax rates historically have had little effect on oil production and that Alaska was a profitable place to operate even when the state had a windfall profits tax. Erickson also accused the oil companies of using scare tactics by suggesting that the development of a natural gas megaproject depended on the failure of the repeal. And he recalled similar rhetoric in 2006 when voters considered a gas tax initiative.
The oil companies, particularly ConocoPhillips, paid millions of dollars for ads that said, you pass this initiative, folks, there'll never be a gas line. Well, voters of Alaska took that to heart and declined to pass that initiative. Folks, we still don't have a gas line. And they've been telling us that same thing. They told us the same thing every time we've proposed a change in the oil tax regime.
The opposing side was represented by oil and gas consultants Roger Marks and Brad Keithley, who countered that tax incentives can encourage production and in turn bring in more state revenue. The pair was also asked to explain why the oil companies were spending more than $10 million to defeat the referendum. The audience skewed in favor of repeal, and Keithley's response was met with some skepticism from the crowd.
I don't think the oil companies are scared. I think the oil companies realize the resource potential of Alaska. I think they realize the potential to continue to develop additional oil in this state. They are investing the money in the public campaign to try to educate Alaskans on what the opportunity is. And I would do the same thing if I were in business.
As for the nuts and bolts of the election Tuesday, Skagway residents vote at the Skagway City Hall. In Haynes and the Chilkat Valley, there are several polling places depending on where you live. In-town residents vote at the American Bald Eagle Foundation. Valley residents vote at Klahini Valley Fire Department. And Klukwan residents vote at the Klukwan A&S Hall. All polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday. course, no matter how you vote or who you vote for, if you vote, you'll be in the minority. Only about 26% of registered voters participated in the last state primary election in 2012. 26%. And here's my plug for doing your civic duty. If you're okay with a quarter of your fellow residents making some important decisions for your future, then just stay home Tuesday. That's what most people will do. But if you want to exercise your right to vote and have a say in your community and state, then we'll see you at the polls Tuesday. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Alexandra Gutierrez and Casey Kelly for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS Local News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. We also bring you wider-reaching stories from around the region to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained, and we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.